Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Borussia podcast. This is your host, Mosty. I hope everyone is doing well in these tough times. Today I am alone. Ryan is not here. Well, he was lucky. He's working and he didn't watch the game against Lazio. When I texted him and I asked him if he's going to watch the game, he was like, oh, maybe if I'm lucky enough to leave work early and to be home by the beginning of the game. But he was very lucky not to watch this game. Because, well, we'll try to stay very objective on what happened. But it's very difficult. I'll do my best. Normally, I am very emotional when it comes to Borussia Dortmund, but this is, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, football is sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, or sometimes your bigger team, your championship teams who never lose, like Liverpool last year. But you, like, yeah, I mean, what happened today is not something that has only happened today, but it's something that is an accumulation of the previous games in which we looked very bad, but we still managed to score goals, maybe win games and get 3 points. But overall, it's very difficult for fans and for players alike in these times. But I want to title this podcast episode Biatch and Yellow. The black has gone. Now we are Biatch and Yellow because we obviously played like fucking Biatches in the last few games. And I'm going to give my own opinion here and it's going to be my own analysis on how the game went. Well, first of all, I never been the fan of playing five in the back. I know people call it three in the back, but let's be honest. Stop kidding each other. It's five in the back. When you're defending, it's five. It looks like 2005 Juventus or something like that. It looked very Italian in the early 21st century. And I've watched football since I was 5 years old, and it was in 1995. I know how football works. I'm from Morocco, so we live and breathe football. Although our team sucks, the Moroccan team. We have great players all over the world. Obviously, we had Hakimi last year, who was a very good player. And we miss him so much this year. So many things could have happened better if he was here. But hey, as I said, I watched so many football games and I know how football works, and I'm not a technician, I didn't study it or anything, but I kind of understand, I can see players move and I know what's wrong, what's the problem. And in no way I'm disrespecting people who really studied the art of football and who are coaches and managers and who are tacticians. And by no means I am disrespecting Lucien Favre or any of the managers or any of the staff of Borussia Dortmund or any other team, but I think that we played like little bitches tonight. Why? Well, there's one reason. We played every player out of position. Like, technically, every fucking player played out of position tonight, and it's very bad. And let's start with something. Like, if you watch the game tonight, one thing is obvious is that like, players seemed like they didn't want to be there. Players were very tired. They weren't really ready for that. And I don't think it's physical. I think it's more like mental. And so many things can play there. Like, you're playing in a big stadium. Thankfully, they weren't like the 80,000... 65,000, 70,000 spectators who attend the stadium in Rome. But yeah, you playing in city and city full football and stuff. So it's normal to be like a little bit scared, like maybe stressed out. But it's not that. We played very weak and we were not there for the football. We were there just to show up. And part of that, in my opinion, is that I don't think anyone in there believed in the game plan. Like, imagine how bad a game plan can be to make Jadon Sancho, Marco Reus, Mats Hummels, Axel Witsel, Erling Haaland, these players, the game plan made them look bad. It made them look so bad. Like, I didn't see Marco Reus play this bad since... Like, I've never seen Marco Reus play this bad, to be honest. He never played this bad. This is his worst game in I think, his career as a Borussia Dortmund player, and also his career in the national Mannschaft. In my opinion, Marco Reus wasn't there at all. And why? Because he was not believing in the game plan. That's my opinion. The game plan sucked. First of all, we played five in the back. So whoever idea is that, like, let's just go back to the whiteboard and find something else. You know what I mean? We've never been the team that were afraid of conceding goals. We always scored goals first. We always played games with the mindset that we want to get there and score goals, not we want to get there and concede as zero goals. We're not the best defensive game team in the world, and the fans never expected Borussia Dortmund to be the team who scores, like to be Atletico Madrid or something like that. We were always the team who would be happy to concede two goals and score three goals. We were always that team. But now we are playing five in the back, and I see no difference in between playing just one in the back. Like, you can play two decent defensive midfielders, or you can play three good players out of position. And I mean, like, statistically speaking, you are playing three players out of position. And I mean, like, you... I mean, I wouldn't mind having Mats Hummels and Lukas Piszczek. Only Lukasz Piszczek. When I moved here to Poland, people correct me on so many pronunciation stuff. So, Lukasz Piszczek, yeah. So, Piszczek. Well, Piszczek. I'm really going off a tangent right now. So, we played five in the back, and there's no need to do that. I think four is enough. I think two center backs, two full backs, enough. When you play five in the back, there's one less player forward. When you play five in the back, the ball has to be like we have one extra pass to get forward. Like, we get to pass between three players before going forward, and that's very like it's like mathematically speaking or logically, we are slower by one pass, and then we have one less player in the midfield or in as a forward, because that player is sitting on the bench because there are five players in the back, or there are three center backs. And also, it makes us very slow. And one thing that I sensed today is that players were like, our players, Borussia Dortmund players, were like expecting Lazio to somehow just give them some space. Just give them some space so they can play the ball like they want to, slowly, and build up play from the back. And just expect Lazio, who is an Italian team who are like masters of defense, just expect them to give them space. That's never gonna happen. A team like Lazio, if you don't play like fast ball, fast passing, 1-2, go to the fucking, you know what I mean? So you one pass, second pass, and then you go to the penalty area and you shoot. It's never gonna work against these teams. It's never gonna work if you don't play like this. If you play build up play against Italian teams, then I don't think you were watching football in, for the last 10 years. I think you were somewhere else, like watching baseball, some kind of other game. That's, it's not like I disrespect baseball. It's, it has huge fan base all over the world, and it's one of the biggest sports in the world, but it's not the same as football. Football should be fast against, especially against Italian teams who are playing very well at the back. Now Italian teams are playing very well at the back and at in the attack as well. So they are very, very calibrated. Another thing is that we played one of our best midfielders in out of his position. I'm talking about Delaney. Like, Delaney is one of the best ball stoppers we have. Like, he's very good at stopping opposition players, stopping their play, stopping their counterattacks. He's very good. He's very good at that. But instead of putting him in the midfield so we can stop attacks in the midfield, we'll put him in the left center back and we stop attacks like 20 meters forward, you know what I mean? We stop attacks like 20 meters back. We can stop them like 20 meters ahead, but we stop them 20 meters back. So I don't understand the logic. Like, playing Delaney in the midfield and allowing Witsel to go forward, that's how we played like two seasons ago. That's how we were close to winning the Bundesliga two seasons ago, is that we played Delaney in the midfield as a stopper, and then we played Witsel slightly ahead, and that allowed us to play fast ball and have a fast game, fast pace. But now we are playing him out of position. I don't know why. I don't understand. Like, explain to me, why would we want to play three in the back and then play one of our most important ball stopper out of his position, like 20 meters away? We also played Marco Reus out of his position. We didn't see any link up between Jadon Sancho and Marco Reus, which were one of our biggest strengths two seasons ago. These link up plays between Marco Reus and Jadon Sancho, we see the ball travel from the midfield to the opponent's penalty area very fast. I mean, so many other things. Like, for example, why isn't Haaland's size used? I remember when we had Lewandowski, we would always play a ball at Lewandowski, who's going to stop the ball, protect it with his body, draw two defenders to him, and our fast players like Reus and Götze and Błaszczykowski and Grosskreutz and Perisic, those players will run and will get behind the lines of the opposition and score goals. That's how we played. Haaland is much bigger than Lewandowski. Why aren't we using him that way? Why aren't we giving Haaland passes that he can protect with his body, and then so we can draw two defenders out of their position? Why aren't we playing like that? Like, it's so bad to make Marco Reus look bad in a football game. It's so difficult to do that. Like, he looked so bad. It's not like he looked average or something. He looked so bad. He didn't, like, touch the ball at all. I saw so many instances in which Marco Reus was open during this game and the players did not pass the ball to him. And that's very, like, to see that is heartbreaking. A player of his consistency, maybe, yeah, the age, and you would say yes because of the injuries and stuff, but he was always bouncing back from injuries faster than any other player I've ever watched. And this is, we are making so many players look bad. Like, for me, the only player who played a good game tonight is Marvin Hitz. Although he had three goals scored against him, but he was the only player there, in my opinion, who played. He didn't have any saves because Lazio were very efficient with their game. Like, you could see them press and pass one, two, three balls, and then they score. Another thing, we are not pressing when we don't have the ball. At the same time, we are not falling back. We are like when Borussia, especially in the first half, when Lazio were more active. So when we lose the game, the players will just stand there like, I don't know, they will just stand there. And I mean, Lazio is a top team, but it's not like at the level of other teams who would have crushed us with this level. We'll have conceded 7-8 goals with top teams, like for example, like Aston Villa or I mean, I don't know, other like Sevilla. These teams would crush us like easy because when we lose the ball, we just stand there. Like players don't press and they don't fall back. And I wonder, what are you doing? Like, you're not pressing and you're not falling back. So you're just standing there. Also, when the opponent has the ball and they are approaching our final third, they're passing the ball around and players are just standing there. They are almost like handball, yeah. Handball. Like this ball that's called handball, where defenders are just standing and they are just standing and switching left and right and waiting for the opponent to strike. And that's what we were doing tonight. We were defending like handball defenders. And it was very funny watching that, and also very frustrating. Like, there's so many problems with our team right now, and unless we fix these problems, we'll be lucky to be second this season. It will be out of luck, because I don't think we will have any better games. And I don't want to just sit here and like 2 months from now see that little Reddit or Twitter post that says, oh, now we can focus 100% on the Bundesliga. Like we're any candidates to win that at all. Like, I hate these posts. Like, when we are eliminated from the Champions League and the DFB Pokal, and then we see that post that says, oh, now we can focus 100% on the Bundesliga. Like, yeah, what? Why? Why would you want to do that? Like, focus 100% on the Bundesliga. I'm not going to win it anyway. Just shut up. Shut up, man. You want to be Borussia Dortmund fan? Like, MLS watching motherfucker. I mean, I don't want to sound like angry or frustrated, but I am. I'm very angry and frustrated. And as I said, I've been watching football since years, and I've been a fan of Borussia Dortmund since at least 2008, 2009. And I mean, for them to play like this is it's a big problem. Like, we have changed our identity in the last 2 years. So, like, it was a big change. And as I said, we were never the team that were afraid of conceding goals. It was never our first priority not to concede goals. And I feel that with this new strategy and game plan in the last few games, our priority was first don't concede goals and then score. That was never our problem. We scored so many goals, we didn't care about the goals we conceded. And that's how we play. That's how we will get trophies. We'll never get trophies with just this kind of limp dick, no balls kind of position play, passing the ball around, just passing the ball around, left and right, switching play, left and right. Like, I miss when Sancho would switch with Royce, and Royce would switch with Sancho. They would play, like, they have their link-up play, and Guerrero would join in, and they will, like, get the ball to the fucking penalty in 1-2-3 passes. And we saw that. We saw that a couple of times tonight, and it was very good. It looked good, and that's how we play. But we did, like, 2-3 times, and it was enough. And that's it, yeah. I mean, there's not much to say. What I'm saying right now, I've been saying since like last season. And hopefully we're not gonna start against Schalke with five in the back, because that would be like a huge fuck you from Lucien Favre. I mean, just play four, for fuck's sake, man. We can handle ourselves in the attack well to concede goals. And I mean, yeah, we looked so fucking bad. And I cannot stress enough that it's very difficult to look to make our players look bad. Like, even Jadon Sancho looked very confused. Yes, by the end of the game, he was very confident, because, like, if you notice that when we substituted Piszczek and we played four in the back, we added Brandt in the midfield, the game became fluid for us, and we were able to be dangerous. But before that, we were very biatch and yellow, you know what I mean? Biatch and yellow. That's the summary of this game, biatch and yellow. This game will be very, like, now, I mean, yeah. Yeah, we were very lucky we didn't concede more. Lazio were graceful enough not to score five or six against us, which is good. I think we need to get our shit together. It's not who we are. It's not how we play. We are a better team than this. And we're not afraid of conceding goals. We can score more than we can concede. At the end of the day, games are not... you don't win the play. You win the game. You win by goals. You don't win by having the most precision or the most challenges percentage or the most tackles or the most aerial challenges or the most crosses or the most sprints or the most open, like, passes in open play or anything. We win because we score. And if we score one goal more than we concede, then we are golden. I don't care if we concede goals. We should score first. We should think first about scoring, then about conceding. And with this formation, we were thinking about not conceding. We were thinking about not conceding, and we conceded. And we conceded very badly with five in the back. The goals we conceded, oh my god, that's so fucking... Like, I could say that, okay, the corner could happen. You know what I mean? The corner goal is something that could happen. It's a free kick, not a free kick, but it's a, I don't know how you call it, but it's a dead ball, or I don't know. So I can accept that, but the other goals were very pathetic. And you could also notice it that the third goal that was scored by the other dude, the Akpo, I think, yeah. Akpa Akpro scored the third goal. And if you notice that, how Immobile just snuck between two defenders, and we were expecting the third center back to be there, but there was no third center back. And you could see that Delaney and Hummels were so used to that third center back strategy that Immobile just snuck in between them, passed the ball to Akpa, who just singed it in. Three passes, goal. Three passes, nothing more. Like, two passes and a goal. It's not even three passes. Two passes and a goal. Nothing more, nothing less. Efficiency. Score goals, don't think about not conceding. That's how we were. That's how we played. That's how we won titles. We didn't win titles by being the team who parks the bus. Never did, and we never will. We will never do that. We will never. And football has evolved and has become so... much tactical to make, and to be honest, we were always an average defensive team. We're never the best defense in the world. We were very good, but we were average. Even our best defenders were always good passers, good players who could play the game from the center midfield. They were players who could pass, who could lead the attacking play. They weren't, like, particularly the best defenders in the world, although Hummels is, but he was also a very good player who could, like, build up play, who could sometimes just go forward with the ball, have like his be the assist provider, set up goals. Like we had also Subotić, who was very good at linking play, at being a person who pushes the ball forward. Now we are having central defenders who are just passing the ball in the last third. And we were also, one other thing I want to talk about before wrapping this up, we're also very like arrogant in thinking that just clearing the ball, just having that like punch and just clear the ball and send the ball away, just clear it when you are under pressure. We're like very arrogant, and we had an ego. We're like, no, we don't have to do that. We can just pass it from the back. We are being pressed by one of the best Italian teams with good attacking players, and we're just gonna play it from the back. And what happened? We got scored against from mostly a goal that was scored because we didn't clear the ball, and the second goal that was scored because we conceded the corner instead of clearing the ball. So we played the ball from the back, thinking that we are Barcelona in 2008. In fact, we are not, and I'm not interested in being that. But I mean, yeah. So overall, we were very bad. Our game was very bad. Hopefully, something will change. Again, as I say, this is my honest opinion. I'm not a football specialist. I'm not a good footballer. I played football as well, not professionally, just as an amateur. And I'm not a good footballer. I'm very bad. I suck. But I watched so many games since I was a kid. And this is not like a professional analysis or anything. This is my own overview of the game and how I think the players have coped. So hopefully we are playing in the weekend against Schalke. And yeah, at home as well. So it's going to be our home game. Hopefully we'll do something better than we did tonight. Until then, thank you so much for listening. And stay safe and enjoy your evening.